Tesla's first and biggest innovation was introducing alternating current as the standard for modern electric power. Mike Daisy is a performer who does a whole show about Tesla, and we asked him to tell us the story.
Who is Nikola Tesla? Nikola Tesla was born in 1856, a Serb in what is today Croatia, and from an early age he was a visionary. I don't mean in the conventional sense, I mean that he literally had visions. There are people who touch the earth lightly. They're tuned to a radio station higher up the dial. Nikola Tesla saw things. He could create simulations of things that had never been, and they would come to his mind all at once, in a flash, whole, complete, and entire. As a young man, Tesla comes to America because he's obsessed with electricity. And if you're obsessed with electricity in this era, the only person to work for is Thomas Edison. So he starts working for Thomas Edison. But these two guys do not get along at all because they are very different people. Edison is a Methodist. I don't mean the religion. I mean he's obsessed with method. You know, he has all these scientists underneath him, and everyone's grinding away at their problems. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four. And Tesla, as I've said, is a visionary. He sees things in his mind's eye, complete and entire. So they don't get along, and the biggest area they disagree is about electricity. Alternating current versus direct current. Now, everything that Edison has built, his entire monopoly, his entire system for electricity that's spreading all over the country is built on direct current, except there are a few problems with direct current. First, children are dying. I mean, just a few children. You know, there's these nests of wires, and children climb up on the wires, and then they get electrocuted. But, you know, really, where are the parents? You know, where are the parents? And also, houses are burning down. And it's amazing what people will get used to, because there was a trolley running in Brooklyn on Edison's form of direct current, and people actually got used to listening for the sound that when the trolley made this sound, that sound meant, get away from the trolley. And people would hear the sound, they'd just run away. They'd run away in every direction, and moments later, a bolt of electricity would ground itself on a horse or a baby, whatever was nearby. And that's why they're called the Brooklyn Dodgers. You can Google that. But the biggest problem with direct current is that you can only send the electricity about 2 miles where you have to build a block-wide brick substation. But Edison, the Methodist, doesn't really see this as a problem. He's sort of like, we'll just keep building them, one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four, which means that Sheboygan, Wisconsin is going to have electricity around 2084. Now, alternating current is a completely different kettle of fish, because you start cycling that electricity 60 times a second, and suddenly you can send it hundreds, even thousands of miles. No one really knew in that era how far you could actually send the electricity, and that spooked Edison out. And he also feared what it would do to his monopoly, because he needed everyone to be running on direct current. So Tesla and Edison have a massive falling out over this. Tesla leaves and goes to Westinghouse, and he says, build me an alternating electric generator. And he gives him all the plans, and that's how it begins. The war of the currents. AC versus DC. It's not just a band, it's a battle over standards. It's like VHS versus Betamax, but this time it's for your entire house, so you really want to be on the right side of this one. And if you go into buildings in the Upper East Side and throughout New York, you tear into the walls, you'll actually find two sets of wiring in the walls, because no one knew who was actually going to win the battle, and they wanted to be ready for either one. And the electricity that alternating current gives you, it's brighter and whiter than DC power. It's not yellow and flickery. And people like that. And they also like that their houses aren't burning down. They're very fond of that as well. So Edison is in a lot of trouble because his form of electricity is beaten in every way by Tesla's. But he's not going to give up without a fight. He hires people to go to all the state and county fairs up and down the eastern seaboard. They go there and they set up tents and they have little alternating electric generators. And then they have public demonstrations where they electrocute cats and dogs and horses and chickens. And in one famous incident at Coney Island, an elephant. And every time they electrocute another animal, they say, "Behold the terrible power of alternating electricity." And people see this and they're like, "Oh my God, I'm not going to let that inside my house." It doesn't mention that if they ran Edison's form of electricity, that much of it, into any animal, it would kill them just as dead. They leave that part out. But every once in a while in America, spin and public relations does not win out over what people actually want. And eventually, even Edison's own company is forced to switch to alternating current. And Nikola Tesla's brainchild and invention, alternating current, and the alternating electric motor that goes with it, spreads across the entire country and the world. It's the form of electricity that runs the motors that are also Tesla's invention in all our can openers, garage door openers, every motor in your house that moves anything physically is the brainchild of this man. The most remarkable thing is that almost no one knows who he is.
Mike Daisy performing part of his monologue about Nikola Tesla. We will hear more from Mike Daisy this hour. And coming up, we climb high above Manhattan to catch some waves.
These power amplifiers then take the FM signal and amplify it up to almost 6,000 watts.
At the top of the Empire State Building.
And that's enough to get us out about 40 air miles from this height.
That is ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.